Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Doc, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Kevin, Larry?
We're good. Good enough. I kind of say now, well, as good as we can be. The world is different. But one of the bright spots in the gloom and serious danger in New York City is there's a shortage. But it's not toilet paper or hand sanitizer. It's pets. No one ever thought this was a possibility that dogs and pets are being adopted at record rates.
Think what the pets do for us, though. It doesn't surprise me one bit. It actually makes me happy to hear that problem. I hadn't heard that in New York City, but it's a wonderful thing because, you know, they bring so much joy to us. And those pets, there's pets in the shelters that have problems, have cancer, have different issues that generally, you know, it takes people with time to foster them or adopt them. And right now people have time, and what a good thing. And to bring them together is going to have that calming effect, because that's what dogs and cats do. They calm us. They make us feel better. They lower blood pressure. That's a very good problem to have, and it makes me feel good.
And right now with everybody at home or a lot of people working from home, they can acclimate a new pet to the household pretty comfortably and potty train it and things like that. We have a question from Kim and Mike in Burgettstown. They say, we got a new puppy, Dr. Mike, and wonder if you advise crate training or walling off a larger area for our puppy. It seems cruel to put him in a small crate, doesn't it?
No, I actually love crate training, and here's why. You make them comfortable in it. You put them in an area where you're keeping them safe from all of the things they can get into, like wires and all the things that we should try to puppy-proof our house for, but sometimes you miss things, and when you're not there, puppies are hard to supervise, and throughout the night, they're hard to supervise, so an escape-proof crate is great. And if you're having trouble potty training, they usually don't like to go where they sleep, so if you just give them enough room to turn around and lay down, until they get house trained or potty trained, then you can increase the size of the crate, which might be, you know, a larger area in the kitchen. I like to do it in an area where they're comfortable and where they can get away and rest, because puppies sleep a lot. So I love crate training done properly. It's a very effective tool. My dogs will go into a crate. They're older dogs. I'll say crate, they'll go into it, and they're happy. And I just close the door. And I do that when there's people around or strangers that they don't know until they get used to it.
Yeah, you make a good point. In fact, you're the one that educated me on this a while ago, because you would think from the outside looking in that might seem cruel to do, but you say that's a safe place where they feel comfortable and good.
Yeah, we go in there. They know they're going to get a treat when they go in there. They go in there, turn around, and tail's wagging. You know, they know, okay, you're getting a treat. It's a place for treats, a place to lay down, quiet down, and they're just incredibly good. And story after story after story about that. So done properly, it's a very effective tool, and I do recommend it to, especially to new pet owners and puppy owners, and I don't think it's cruel. Do it properly, and there's lots of handouts on that. If you don't have one, I can send you one, and it makes it real easy to do.
And Kevin's got a question from Jeff in Wexford for you, Dr. Mike.
Yeah, and keeping with that theme of keeping the dog out of certain items, Jeff writes, our dog ate some of the greases from the drippings when we were grilling out. He's acting a bit lethargic the last few days, only picking at his food. Do you think it is related? Thanks a ton.
Yeah, absolutely. That could be related. It's one of the things that you just try to protect your dogs from. They're just, even us, you know, every time I know about it, and then you turn around, the dogs are under the grease drippings, or, you know, you try to catch it. They're over there trying to lick it off the porch or the ground or whatever. And we've had dogs in the hospital recently where they you know, dump grease on pebbles in the driveway or something. Dogs go over and lick up, and then they end up not only with pancreatitis, which is what grease can cause. The pancreas gets very inflamed. Can cause death. It's very serious. Could cause a lot of vomiting. And they also could get an obstruction. And this dog had both. Had a whole bunch of stones in his stomach and pancreatitis. And which one's worse? They're both bad. So it's something, yes, that could be causing that lethargy. I'm glad the dog's not vomiting, still eating, but maybe get her checked out.
Yeah, and this will be a day where a lot of people under the circumstances may be grilling out later this afternoon. Question comes from Don and Clint in Monroeville. Our dog just turned 11, and my wife and I notice he doesn't want to go down the porch steps lately unless we coax him. Do you think he could have cataracts, should we make an appointment with an eye vet?
You know, that's a good question, and it could be cataracts. It's a, some dogs are prone to cataracts when they get older, and your vet could tell you that. And then if they feel that they do have cataracts, I would usually refer you to the ophthalmologist, the vet ophthalmologist, because they're the ones that remove them if they're removable. And that decision is made with a few, you know, pieces of equipment that they have, checking the back of the cataract or the retina. But arthritis could cause them, you know, not to want to go down the steps. Other things that cause decreased vision could cause them. So time for a checkup. A lot of times as dogs get older, just like us, they need reading glasses, and they get a little blurry, and when it gets dark out, they can't see as well. So that could be one of the reasons why I don't go down. And occasionally you see a dog gets frightful of something. I don't know why. It could be hearing issues. It could be, you know, vision issues. So time to get them checked out.
Yeah, I should have.
That's a good thing.
I should have mentioned it's a basset hound. They're already low to the ground, and I don't know how they get up steps anyways.
Yeah, well, basset hounds are prone to cataracts as they get older. It seems to be one of the dogs that, you know, they can be hereditary, and a lot of basset hounds do get it. So that is an important piece of information. But that doesn't mean it's cataracts. Easy checkup at the vet. The vet can tell that very quickly by looking in the eyes if it's cataracts or something else, and then take appropriate measures from there.
They look so sad, those basset hounds, don't they?
I love basset hounds. I grew up with bassets and beagles and German shepherds, and I just love basset hounds with big wrinkly foreheads and big droopy ears. Just good memories.
Doc, always a pleasure. You got another question, Kevin?
No, I was going to say they look sad, but they're a ball of energy sometimes. They're quite characters, that's for sure.
And when they bark, if they're hunting rabbits, when they bark, it sounds like their head's in a big oil can. You know,
that was very good, Doc. Very good.
Music to my ears.
Bravo. All right. Well, stay safe, and we appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
All right. Everybody stay safe. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.